CWOP. That's the only CW organization that I'm a member of.
But I don't own a straight key.
But that's okay. I use a standard driver bike paddle that my parents bought me in 1964 when I used it with the Helicrafters, AJ-1, the T-O gear, and DX-40, and East Kit Marauder, and 3TR-4, and Tentec 540, and on and on.
So Tentec were great radios for DW. I've always heard. I've never been lucky enough to use one, but I was sorry when they went out of business. It was, obviously an American manufacturer, not a company, but they made really good radios centered around DW.
I typically use a fiber standard also. It's about 60 inches. I've had it for quite a while. Even when I was QRD, I couldn't quite bear to give it up. And it's sitting off to the side now, kind of pouting.
But it'll be back. It'll be back. Never fear.
The fiber black's probably for option. And my new key is definitely for slow key. But yeah, I'm looking for. I will say it has quite a bump. When I first started using it, Rosie thought that somebody was knocking on the front door and set up a barking, and I had to explain to her that no, Daddy's doing Morse code right now.
Well, yeah. You'll probably figure out a way to engineer, dampening that stuff down a little bit. Knowing you, the short time that I have, you'll figure out a workaround for that.
I suppose I will. Yeah, I was thinking some of this, shell liner that you put in their shells so that the plates won't shift around in air. Is that a rubbery kind of thing? The key won't move around, not it does, and also probably dampen it a little bit. By the way, speaking of gerrymandering thing, the vertical of mine, I finally got it in. And now I can get it to whatever mischief it wants, and I'll just send the antenna sooner, and I'll be talking to whoever. It works great. It doesn't, the SLVR is not very low, but it's a short run of coax, so I'm not losing much, and getting out just fine. So, it has a personality, but then so do I.
Well, you're having fun with it, though. You're having fun with it. You've figured out a way to make the radio happy. Probably just turn the tuner on, bypass tuner in the 7300. And did you actually get a manual tuner?
I was able to get one of these little combat tuners. They only go to 300 watts, but that's fine. I'm never going to have 100 probably. So I send the dials, so forth, and I did invest in really good coax to get out of the verticality. So I calculated it out, and I'm even with an SWR of 4-1, I'm probably only losing a decibel on the way out there. So who cares? And I got into Samoa this morning, so something must be working.
Must be working, my friend. Very good. Okay, I'm going to grab some bedding out of the dryer and take care of these. I think I mentioned Cheryl's youngest sister's coming from Seattle for a visit on Wednesday, so I'm helping her do 6 years old. I'll get back to doing that, and good to hear you, sir, and glad that you could make it, and maybe we'll see you Wednesday out of the park.
Yeah, I'm going to go out and take care of my poor Iris. The rust spot's trying to get home, but Daddy's on the way with it. So I'll talk to you soon. K2FSC.
Take care, my friend. WB2KAO. Have a good day today and a better day tomorrow. Take care.
KD2UWD listening.
This is the MY1US All-Star Node 420675 in South Wales, NY. This is the MY1US All-Star Node. This is the MY1US All-Star Node. This is the MY1US All-Star Node 420675 in South Wales, NY. This is the MY1US All-Star Node.